Have you ever been told to do something a certain way and tried it, but then it kind of felt so wrong? It could be something in your business. It could even be the way that you tie your shoelaces or type a message out on your mobile. Whilst everyone has their own way of doing something, it doesn't have to become your way. I want you to know that there's always more than one pathway to a desired outcome. Always. So if you want to be more consistent with your content, be more visible, or just want to create content that your audience cares about, I'm going to tell you exactly how to do that in today's episode, but in a way that feels good for you, not for me. So in this episode, I'm going to cover how to identify and use your strengths to your advantage, why this even matters when it comes to creating content, and learning to bring more you to your content without feeling like you want to throw up. Powerful Content Podcast, your go-to source for content creation, strategy, and business inspiration. I'm your host, Mel Daniels, content strategist, coach, and speaker, empowering women across the globe to grow their business with powerful content that connects, nurtures, and converts. So if you're ready to create standout content that gets you noticed and remembered, or build an aligned audience who love you and are ready to buy from you, you're in the right place. I believe that content has the power to connect us all. It's up to you how you use it. Listen in for genuine and insightful chats with guests, as well as practical tools and strategies from me. It's so lovely to have you here. Let's dive into the show. I acknowledge the Wangal people of the Eora Nation as the traditional custodians of the country that I am recording from today. I recognise their continuing connection to the land and waters. I pay my respects to elders past and present and extend that respect to all First Nation people listening today. Hello, hello, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 110. I'm looking forward to sharing this episode with you today because I see what happens so many times when my big-hearted friends out there try to follow what all the experts out there are throwing at them from all different directions. It really causes overwhelm. It causes confusion. But do you know what? It actually puts you back about 10 steps because you're so lost as to why something's not working for you that works so well for that expert that told you to do it in the first place. But do you know what? Every single person on this planet is unique. Of the 8 billion people that inhabit this earth, not a single one is exactly like you. That's kind of crazy to me that I'm 1 in 8 billion. You're 1 in 8 billion. Your bestie is 1 in 8 billion. It's really mind-blowing when you think about it that way. Yet it's this beautiful uniqueness that you shy away from. You seek to be more like others in that 8 billion than the 1 in 8 billion. And you know what? That's understandable. You want to feel like you belong, and the natural way of doing that is to blend in or not speak up. But what if you switched on your magic uniqueness, and instead of feeling like you were standing on a stage with a spotlight on you, you used it in a way that helped people and brought them together? I want you to know that it's possible, and I'm going to give you 4 ways today that you can harness this magic power of yours. Now, the first is to understand your strengths. And if you haven't already done my quiz, I want you to pause this episode and go and take the Content Creator Archetype quiz right now, which is going to help you unlock your style and strengths when it comes to content creation. This is a true game changer when it comes to creating content. But basically, there's 4 different archetypes. And if you want to know more about them, you can go back to one of my very early episodes, which is number 4. Well, actually, I'm not sure I really want you to do that. That's a long time ago. But I do talk about the 4 different archetypes in lots of other episodes as well. So you can be the precision planner like me. You could be a free spirit, a collector, or an observer. And each one of these archetypes has unique strengths and opportunities that you can take advantage of. So go and take my quiz and find out what you are. Interestingly, since starting this quiz in 2021, so it's been going 3 years now, almost half of all the respondents say that they are free spirits. That's a whopping 43%. The observer comes in next at 27%, and the remainder is evenly divided between the collector and precision planner.
And I really find this interesting because if we consider that a free spirit is the type of person that loves to create content in the moment when they feel inspired, they really tune into their intuition to be able to connect with their beautiful ideal client. So if they're like this, then it's no wonder that so many people resist suggestions from experts out there like batching their content. And so many people balk at the view of being visible, whatever that means for you. If you're someone who likes to create in the moment or someone who likes to sit back and watch what others are doing first, then yes, you're going to find batching or putting more content out there really, really difficult. Now, before I go any further here, I want to make a really important distinction between something not feeling right and going out of your comfort zone for growth, because there is a difference. For too long, I know that you've been told that you need to go out of your comfort zone constantly. So when someone says that you have to do this thing, let's just say, for example, it's creating reels. You have to create reels in order to grow your business, but it feels wrong. The question is, does it feel wrong as it's an action you're not used to yet? Or does it feel wrong because it's misaligned with who you are as a person at the core and your strengths? Yes, many people use comfort zones as a security blanket, I understand that, or basically as an excuse not to take any action on something, but sometimes I feel like there's a valid reason that needs to be explored. Instead of being told just to go and do it, or you're not going to succeed if you don't do it, a more purpose-led approach of how it feels would be more useful, I think. Because when you're told to do the thing, whatever it is, creating the reels, you do it, it feels wrong, you stop doing it, or you keep doing it but don't bring the right energy to it, the result is not going to be as you expected, full stop. You'll end up feeling overwhelmed, disappointed, frustrated, and likely berate yourself for not getting the outcome. If we stopped just for one moment and examined our strengths first when it comes to content creation, I think we'd all have a very different outcome. So I strongly recommend that you go and take that quiz. I'll pop the link in the show notes to find out what your content creator archetype is and to get some suggestions on how you can best use it to your advantage. And this really leads me on to my second point, which is aligning your content with who you are. Now, when I talk about bringing more you to your content, I always get pushback from people. I don't want to share about my family. I don't want to share about my past. I don't want to talk about relationships. And I say, great, don't do those things. They're obviously your boundaries and do not cross them. Bringing more you to your content can also involve vulnerability. And Brené Brown has done a lot of work around this topic, but what I'm talking about doesn't involve breaking down your privacy or your family's privacy or bearing your soul to the world, but has everything to do with connection. So if content is the way that you take your ideal client through that journey with you from not knowing anything about you all the way through to becoming a raving paying fan, and that very first stage of the journey is connection, if you can't connect with someone, then it's unlikely that they'll ever go on that journey with you through to becoming a paying client. Just think about your own purchasing behavior for a moment. Whether it's a big brand or a small business, you likely buy from someone due to a connection of some description. So content needs to be used in a way that allows someone in your audience to identify with you and want to come on that journey with you. Now, for us big-hearted entrepreneurs, most of whom, like I said before, almost 50% of you consider yourself free spirits, technically, this should be easy, but it's not, is it? And the reason? Well, it really comes back to those shoulds. Being told or thinking that you need to be like someone else in order to make money or be successful. But when we're trying to be someone else or someone we think we need to be in order to make money or be successful, then that's when things are going to get wobbly. If you can't be that beautiful, unique, big-hearted, client-focused, soulful person that you are, especially when it comes to content marketing, it's going to be a hard slog. Simple. Being more you involves being courageous to say what you believe, even when it might not be mainstream thinking, and hint here, that's exactly what your thought leadership is anyway, but it really involves knowing and living your values and core beliefs through your personal and business life. And lastly, feeling truly connected to what you're doing and why. And then showing this in your content. So if you know that you need to bring more you to your content and you're aware of your strengths, how can you make this shine through in your content? The easiest way to do this is to support yourself. But here's what I often see when it comes to creating content. One, you're told exactly how to create the content, perhaps using formulas or swipe files. Two, you try to do exactly what you're told, because if you don't, then you're not going to succeed. Three, it becomes too hard. You become inconsistent and it feels really misaligned with who you are as a person. Four, you try and add something else to the mix. Five, this is also too hard. You become more inconsistent and it feels even worse on the inside to do these things. Six, you keep trudging on and you end up in overwhelm. Seven, you burn out from doing hashtag all the things. And lastly, you take months to recover. And in the meantime, you're probably beating yourself up for not creating any content or for failing the thing that you were told to do in the first place. Does this sound familiar at all? This is particularly common for my free spirits who really do prefer to create content on their own terms. So if someone is telling you to create content in a certain way and it's not the way that you love to create content, it's never going to work. So what's the answer? If it's not about following tactics of experts, manipulating formulas, trying to hack algorithms, or copying the exact words of someone else, what's the secret? What's the secret to creating content that feels good and is easy to do as well? Well, it comes back to what we've already spoken about, being you, embracing that and using it, and then supporting yourself to stay consistent and flowy. So you can support yourself in a number of different ways. You might join a community or a support group. So this could look like a mastermind, a membership, like the Content Effect, informal co-working setups. It will really give you the confidence and the accountability to keep going with what you're doing. You could get someone else to do it for you. I've got an episode coming up later in the year that will talk about how and when is the right time to outsource your content so it becomes a successful partnership, but getting someone else to do it is definitely an option for you. You can consciously create new habits. So become conscious of how different content marketing tactics feel for you. Could you batch if you tried, or is that a total no-go zone? Could you leave a bit of wiggle room in your scheduled posts for in-the-moment content, or does that feel too risky for you? James Clear believes that it takes 66 days to form a new habit. So it may be worth knowing this and seeing a new habit through that two-month mark to see if it sticks. And lastly, it's about systems. Knowing what you need to do, the tools that are easy for you to do it with, and setting yourself up for success. Specifically, I'm talking about the four P's, and that is prepare, plan, produce, and process, and using them in a way that's advantageous for you. Now, I've spoken about these four P's in previous podcast episodes, specifically episode number 36, the recipe for consistent content, but at a very high level, it's about, first of all, being prepared, the first P, with all of the content ideas that you could talk about. And if you need help with this, I have a perfect solution for you that also happens to be available for free when you buy a print copy of The Power of Content before Friday, the 12th of April. So go and check that out. But once you know everything that you can talk about, then it becomes so much easier to pick and choose according to what else is going on in your business. The second one was having a plan, which doesn't mean spending hours diving into the nitty-gritty of your content. It doesn't mean that at all. A simple 90-day plan will suffice, and it actually can take you less than an hour per quarter to do. And it's something that we do inside the Content Effect. The third P was produce. This is actually getting around to your core piece of content, your blog, podcast, or video, and creating it in a way that feels really intuitive and easy for you. And the last is process. And that's knowing all of the steps that you take to create content and put it out into the world, and then using the power of reimagination to make your content go even further. So it's this 4P system that is so adaptable and flexible to how you like to do content, but it's still structured enough to keep you on track as well. And then lastly, it's all about leveraging your strengths. Now you know content creation is as much about you as it is your ideal client, that it's about embracing who you are at the core and using it in a way that reflects how you want to communicate, then it's about leveraging this to think about the where and how of creating content. You can ask yourself some questions here like, What feels easy for you to do? What is it that you love to do? Where does it feel easy to show up? And when am I most in the mood to create? And how can I replicate this? I'm going to give you an example here, but if you'd like input on your particular situations on how you can leverage your strengths, hit me up on Instagram. Let's talk it out. I would love to talk it out with you. I love to write. It feels easy for me to tell stories, and it's easy for me to write emails. I'm most in the mood to create content when I feel connected. I can replicate this by having coffee with friends or getting out into the sunshine and doing something for myself. So it really makes sense for me to write emails to nurture my audience. And this year, I've now changed it to 2 times a week because it feels so easy for me. It's also why I love to write out most of my podcast episodes before recording it, as it feels easier than talking off the cuff for me. It also kind of feeds into my precision planner archetype, as I really like to be in control and organized. So that's an example for me. Now, one of my members of the Content Effect is definitely a free spirit. She is feast and famine when it comes to creating content, definitely on that roller coaster ride. But when she does, it's really on the mark, and it always, always, always resonates with her audience. And I know that she is most inspired to create when she's been out for a walk and sits down at the beach. So for her, it's all about making that commitment that doesn't feel hard, like emailing her list once a month rather than putting the pressure on herself to say, do it weekly. And then if she's inspired, she has the space to send more emails if she wants to. It's about creating a super high level plan on the topics she can talk about during the month by having a 90-day content plan in place. And then if she's inspired to create content about a different topic, she can bank it for another time. I know that she's often hard on herself for not being consistent, but that version of consistency isn't hers. It's an external version. It's what she thinks she needs to be because of those external suggestions. I know that she's learning to let go of this, and as soon as she does, I know that the content will flow even more. So what I really want you to see out of these two examples is that there's no right way or wrong way to create content, only your way. All you need to do is find that sweet spot that works for you. So if you want to learn more about forgetting the shoulds and using your strengths to do what feels intuitively right for you with your content marketing, then my new book, The Power of Content, is the answer, and it's now available for purchase. So head on over to thecontenteffect.com.au/book for the best way to purchase it. And if you're listening to this episode before Friday the 12th of April, you can check out all of the extra free gifts that are available for you if you purchase before the 12th of April. So just to recap, those 4 ways that you can really harness your uniqueness and bring it to your content is understand your strengths, really align your content with who you are, not who someone else is, support yourself to do this in a way that feels good and feels easy for you, and to really leverage your strengths to make the most of it. And don't forget, you can always purchase my book if you want to find out more about ditching those shoulds. It's time to do content your way. Talk soon. Thanks so much for listening. That's it for another week. To get more powerful content in your life, make sure you're following along on socials. My handle is @meldbusiness. And just in case you're wondering, the groovy music for this podcast was created by Just Here on SoundCloud. I'd also be super grateful if you took a moment to rate and review this podcast so more amazing women like you can experience the power of content. And if you're like, hell Mel, stop talking, I'm ready to work with you now, here's how we can work some powerful content magic together. Firstly, come and join The Content Effect, my membership inspiring women with service-based businesses to ditch the content chaos and start creating standout content that gets you noticed and makes sales. You can join us by using the link in the show notes or just Google The Content Effect. The second way we can work together is via my one-on-one packages. We can create a sustainable content strategy or start to build out your client journey. It's up to you. Hop on over to meldbusinessservices.com.au/services to find out more. Until next time, have a beautiful week and embrace the power of your content.